From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Pens Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Pens Podcast, episode 461 for Thursday, October 20th, 2022.
This week we have banter, news, updates, a storm front, a big party in Bavaria, lots of Lamy, a contest winner, a new contest, plus something luminous from Twisby and new inks from Sailor that are coming soon.
Hey, Steph, did you hear the news? This is breaking news today.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Sting, the singer, was kidnapped.
All right.
The police have no lead.
This week we're coming to you from Simple Simon Bakery.
Oh, I love Simple Simon.
So good. Opened in 1967, they are known for their scratch-made selection of breads, donuts, cookies, cupcakes, and other baked goods. They're located about pretty much exactly a mile north of us.
Yep.
And yeah, I hear a rumor that
I do stop. When I get donuts, I buy them there, and it's the cutest little donut shop. And it's when you walk in, and it's not very big. It's not 10 feet by 10 feet, maybe. It's really tiny. You walk in, you're right there at the register, pick your donuts up, and you go, and it's fantastic.
It's one of those places where you point and they throw them in the bag.
Yeah, I tell them to do a random, and then they just pick whatever they want, and everybody's happy. But it's a nice little hometown a bakery, and I like to go there and support them. So
yeah.
Great place.
Mm-hmm. And I also heard a rumor that today, the 20th, is International Sloth Day.
Who comes up with this?
I don't know.
International Sloth Day? All right, keep going.
Yeah, I don't make the rules, I just celebrate them. So I guess we're celebrating International Sloth Day to just hang out and do nothing like a sloth do.
And yet we're working. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
You know. But when later on we are lounging around doing nothing, we'll have to be sure to visit the Sloth Conservation Foundation's website at slothconservation.org. And you can even send some notes to family and friends using these fabulous Peter Popper
Those sloth are adorable, note aren't
cards.
They?
Yeah, yeah, got note cute. Cards. They got little sloth notebooks. There's
and
a
these
little...
these are what, three colors too?
Oh yeah.
There's blue and there's red. I like the red's kind of neat with the gold foil on it.
Those look really pretty.
Yeah.
Look closely, and they're like, wow, there's a lot of detail in there. Plus, there's
Happy
a
sloth.
Journal.
And a
so
journal.
You can write about all the things you didn't do today.
Slothconservation.org. Great.
Very cool.
And then at the end of the podcast, we do have the Guess the Pen in Brian's pocket. So.
Am I excluded from this competition? I feel like I have an unfair advantage.
You won't get it. I know you won't get it.
Yeah, I actually have no idea.
You have no idea. And even if you think you know what it is,
I'm probably
it's not
wrong.
What you think it is.
Why does Hamlet take so long in the bathroom? He can't decide to pee or not to pee.
Retro 51 Tornado Acrylic Stormfront. As we film this, we are actually, we sold out the first batch, so there will be more coming. This is a regular item, but the Stormfront.
Oh, there it is.
Here, there it is. Mm-hmm. Yep. You can hang on to that.
Oh, all right.
Here's the box. The Stormfront features an acrylic barrel with 51 shades of gray tones that are intermixed to create a supercell pattern. I'm not familiar with the term supercell, but apparently it has a supercell pattern.
Oh, like a storm front.
Like a storm front. Oh, okay. Here we go. They're polished to a gloss finish and completed with a stainless top disc and chrome accents. Each pen has a slightly different pattern. As you would expect, the texture knurl top twists to extend and retract the smooth flowing rollerball refill.
Confirm.
And each one is packaged with a tube featuring black and white photography from Retro 51 collector Mike Gefeller with silver foil embellishments.
Oh, I was wondering where that came from. It's a good photo.
So, yeah, nice picture. Beautiful. I love these acrylic tornadoes. They're super fantastic. Mm-hmm. One is, I think, destined for my collection.
As well, but it I should don't, be. I don't, I'm thinking don't the same
these.
Thing.
Don't collect these.
Mm-hmm.
I just happen to have them. Yeah. But it's pretty. They've done acrylics before. They're really very nice when they do them. They're just very, very nice. So a little something different. Kind of a gray. It's got a little purple in there maybe.
Yeah.
Almost like a dark purple.
Yeah. It's got a little bit of like a purpley tone.
You're the color expert.
Like yellowy tone. It totally does remind me of a storm front when you're like, ooh, that sky's getting a little funky. We should probably go inside. But
so good looking pen. We are sold out, but we will be getting more. It's a regular edition. So thought we'd at least show it.
I could hardly believe that when I saw it. I was like, this is so cool. It's got to be limited. But no.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not limited. So that's makes us very, very happy. On a similar vein, I guess, in material, Esterbrook Camden Oktoberfest was released last Friday. The Esterbrook Camden Oktoberfest features a gorgeous multicolored acrylic body and cap, a Yovo number 6 steel nib, and Esterbrook's cushion closure cap. Now, this Camden is the one with the flat ends here. This is a seasonal release, so it is a limited production. It features a stacked acrylic body in orange, browns, and gray, reminiscent of a freshly poured pint of your favorite brew.
Mm-hmm. Trying to decide which color is which kind of beer.
Which kind of beer, yeah.
That one's a Pilsner. That one's a red ale. I don't know about the middle one yet.
In the fabric gift box, aside from the pen itself, you'll find an ink cartridge and a standard international converter. Is available in either palladium trim or in gold trim, which I think by far the better looking, but the palladium has its place too. Steel nib sizes are fine, medium, broad, 1.1 stub. Journaler, scribe, and needlepoint, which are could be special order. And on the palladium size, they do also have now those new flex, fine flex and extra fine flex are an option on the pen. So
very cool.
These are good looking. I like these. They're, you know, each one a little bit different. Yours has got a little, orange starting at the top. This one's got this amber at the top, and it kind of, you know.
Would you look at that? Those are different.
Each one just a little bit different. I like that the section is the same material.
Very cool.
And your standard Yovo nib units. So you unscrew this, and then this will just unscrew out. So.
And these do not take the modern vintage adapter that goes with
these. Not take the modern to vintage adapter. That's correct.
Gotcha.
So just the SDs. So, but nice. Now that the older Camdens were a little bit smaller and a little bit heavier, they probably would have done some damage when you dropped that.
Yes.
And they took a different nib, but now they've made the Camden slightly bigger, so now we have the Yovo nibs in it. They swap between SDs and everything else. So really convenient. It's got the little disc on the top with their little infinity logo. Good looking pen. We just got some new pencils in.
Woohoo! I've been so excited to see
these.
You
want to talk about these?
Yes. So we've got the Lamy Plus and the Lamy Color Plus coloring pencils lines. These are all generally talking about all of the Lamy colored pencils. They're nice, high quality pencils with bright pigments that are color fast, so the color's not going to like fade out over time. And they're concentrated enough that they're going to show up on like dark paper as well as light white paper.
Okay.
Nice triangular shape, true to Lamy form, very ergonomic, easy to hang on to. They come in different sized packs, ranging from 6 colors to 36 colors.
We got 24s, I got 12s.
All the good
materials.
Stuff.
I've got 36, and these are the Color Plus.
Ooh.
And the 36.
And there are also these handy dandy, the Z83 pencil sharpener.
The Z83. Get out of town.
Z83. The Z83 sharpener, especially important if you pick up the Plus set,
the
I
Plus,
think.
Because
the Plus set is a little bit bigger size. So, they won't fit in a normal pencil sharpener.
And then a nice eraser, too.
Yeah.
So, because these don't have erasers on them. This is cool. This is a Color Plus set. It comes in this cool little plastic case. And then you notice here it's got this little lid here, which originally just looks like, oh, you can see what color ink or what color your pencil is. But if you put this down on the ground, you can slot this in here, and then you've got a handy dandy.
Fastest draw in the West.
This is super cool. I really like this. This is very nice. And this comes on the 12. Comes in a 12.
Just the 12. But man, that is like
that's
the
handy.
Perfect
it is
school
super
sized
nice.
Case.
And it's the price is almost shocking how affordable this is.
So let's see. That's the Color Plus. This is the
Color Plus 12. Yes. Yep.
So those are the smaller of the two. There, mm-hmm. We've got the Lamy Plus and the Lamy Color Plus. And the Lamy Plus is just a little bit wider. So if you have decreased dexterity for any reason, or you're, even if your hands tend to get sore when you're writing for a long period of time, this bigger size is a little bit easier to hold.
It's quite nice. It's, and I, you know, you say big size, but it's not... It's not huge. It's not,
it's not like a crayon by any stretch of the imagination.
No, this is a decent size.
Yeah, I think I like the way that feels in my hand.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And then each one of these have the plus, they have one side that says Lamy on it in silver, and then the other two are the color, which is kind of neat.
Very, very pretty. And those are solid cedar.
Okay, these are, the plus are cedar.
Yes, the plus are cedar. And then the color plus, a little bit more of the like typical pencil shape. I think those are, 8.5 millimeters across?
These are 8.5, yes. Yes.
And color plus are 7.2.
Okay, so slight, not too much there, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit thinner. I thought it was a negligible difference on paper, but now that I hold them in my hand, I'm like, okay, yeah, that totally makes a difference. Pretty much a normal pencil size, except it is still triangular. It comes in those same colors for the most part, although it looks like maybe there are some differences from one pack to another.
There are some metallic and neon.
Yeah, the Color Plus has a 12-pack that's all metallic colors, and
then there's a six-pack of neon, yep. Mm-hmm.
And these are made out of solid lime wood. So
what's the difference, do you know?
I'm thinking the difference is that if you're drinking whiskey, you pair it with Lamy Plus, and if you're drinking tequila, you do the Color Plus.
Okay. All right. More research is needed, scientific discovery later. Let's see, for the Lamy, I'm not even reading our notes here, but this is super cool.
Isn't
I like
that
this.
Awesome? I need
this
it.
Is a really super neat lime green color. I was a little kind of on the fence on this when I saw it, but when we finally got it in, it's cool. Lamy Plus, and this is, 12 piece set with eraser in this nice little roll up kind of pouch here. Yeah, really super cool. Whoops, there it is that way.
I can't decide which of these packs would be more awesome to flex on the first day of school.
This one.
It would be the,
this one.
You're right.
This one. This is the big Lamy Plus 36. So there's all 36 of them in a nice metal tin.
So many decisions.
And then they also have a 12-pack and a tin.
Ooh.
And this one is, what is this? 24. So 24-pack. Cool. Yeah. So real nice. I think these are going to be good Christmas gifts for a lot of people.
Yes.
And just for, this is pretty awesome, isn't it? I want to take, I don't draw, but I want to, this is neat.
I know, right? I'm like, I need to find a reason to need at least 12 colored pencils.
I know.
And to have to get coloring books or something.
So this is a brand new line from Lamy, and we're pretty excited to get this and have some cool pencil options. We don't normally do a lot of pencils, but this looked like fun, and we're, of course, a Lamy Platinum dealer, so why not? So, check those out. Is there anything else we missed here?
Nope, I think we're good there. Pretty much got the gist of it.
All right. What do we got next?
Ooh, we've got the Sailor Ringless. If I liked it, should I have put a ring on it? We now have them in-house. We can see them ourselves. They are really cool in person.
These are 1911 large, ringless, simply metallic series. Now in our hot little hands, these are ringless pens by Sailor, shine like metal without the weight. So actually, if you're not touching them and you look at them, they do have a metallic kind of a shimmer to them, and they've got a little bit of sparkle in them.
Yeah.
So Sailor calls it a pearly metallic light catching color of simply blue, simply red, and simply gray, all feature impressive black ion coated 21 karat gold nibs that not only look incredible but write like dreams. As the name suggests, the series by Sailor foregoes the cap ring in order to highlight the new metallic colors for a crisp, fresh look that is sure to turn some heads. And I will point out that on the ringless, they put a little bit of a chamfer. They bevel it, the end of the cap in. right at the edge, which is kind of a neat little detail. Nib size is available in fine, medium fine, and medium. And again, they're ion coated.
Very cool.
And this one's red, but I don't know why they call this red. It's like violet, right? Should violet be a better term for this, or what would you call this?
Yeah, I would. That looks like a burgundy to me. Although if you're comparing it to a blue, it's very.
This
red.
Looks like, you think that's a burgundy?
That yeah, looks, maybe see, this looks purple or violet,
to me. This
yeah.
looks purple to me. I think this is maybe the best looking of the three, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just such a different color. It's
it
unique.
Is a really cool color.
It looks great with the iron plated trim, but. The gray is nice. The blue, of course. The blue looks like a piece of metal, doesn't it?
Yeah, that one I think is the shiniest, maybe? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or maybe it just stands out the most. Maybe it's just the one I'm looking at right now.
It looks good. But, of course, color match section, you know, your standard 1911 large. It's a good-looking pen. So this joins the now discontinued... Epinard.
Epinard, yeah.
Was the first ringless available in North America, and so that these are now...
Also with black ion coated trim. I wonder if that's a theme.
Yeah. So, super cool. Those are available right now.
Very cool.
What else do we have? We have another sailor, I think. As long as we're on sailors. This is pretty neat. I like this.
Yeah.
I'm going to grab this one.
Winter sky. This is the winter sky that I want to see right now. I'm looking this way.
You want to see a winter sky? That's what it kind of looks like in Wisconsin, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, kind of the salt that is dried on the street after it.
When you look up and it looks like snow, I'm just going to look at this pen instead because I don't want to see the other kind yet. It's too early for that.
So what do we got here? I'll give you this one.
This is a special edition, and it captures the feel of a fresh winter morning with the gentlest of lilac colors set against the frosty white gold accents in a solid 21-carat or 14-carat nib with rhodium plating. This is was slated for a September release.
Well, it's here.
Yep.
It's here.
It is available in slim with 14-carat nibs, standard with 21-carat nibs, and king of pen.
Oh, look at that.
And
king of pen with 21-carat. Very nice.
And slim and standard have extra fine, fine, medium fine, broad zoom music. Yay! Sorry, nib noobs moment.
In King of Pen, your choices are medium and broad. And you know what? A really interesting color combination because the barrel is slightly, would you say, grayer than the cap. You know, so they're not the same color.
Oh.
The top, the cap is more vibrant, a little bit lighter. Whereas the bottom is just a little bit, the section and the barrel are like a dustier grayish violet, almost.
This is my mind being blown.
Super neat. It's what? Just a really lovely, it's very subtle, and it does this have a little bit of shimmer in it? I think it does.
Just a little
tiny bit of sparkle. You wouldn't know it unless you're under bright light looking at it, but...
Yeah, one of those magical little surprises that you don't get unless you see it in person.
Yeah. So this is part of the sky series. So we had the midnight, and then we had the autumn sky, and now we've got the winter sky. Mm-hmm. So this is the third in that pillow book series.
Nice subtle colors all around with those series.
So I like this. This one's nice.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, very. the jury's out on whether or not this is going to end up in my collection because that's a really, really lovely, lovely color. And actually goes really nice next to this one, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Those two are just a fabulous pair.
Oh, they are. That would be one heck of a pen case. I mean, heck, you gotta have a neutral to balance it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep the Simply Gray.
And blue's good. Okay.
Yeah. So now we're out of control.
That's it for Sailor this week.
Why should you always knock on a refrigerator door before opening it? In case there's a salad dressing.
And as for last week's question contest, all of that fun stuff, last week we asked which Magna Carta pen appeals most to you, and here is the breakdown.
Okay.
The Magna Carta Elements series got 3% of the votes.
3%? Oh my goodness. That's hard to believe. There's such a beautiful, vibrant...
I know, great colors, but they had a lot of stuff, a stiff competition.
They did, absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Meg 800, those swirly ones, that got 13%. Nice, yep. The Baron got 70% with that sort of layered shimmery finish. Mm-hmm. The Denima got 30%.
Yep. And not surprisingly,
that Prince got 37%.
Yes. And that was our personal favorite, I think,
That's right. That's right.
So,
and
we got some comments.
Yes, a couple different people weighed in. We'll highlight a few responses. The Inky Hobbit said, "I watched the Sunday brunch. What?
Brunch.
The Sunday brunch.
The brunch who stole lunch.
Yeah, and instantly fell in love with the Prince. You are not the only one. It's been 4 days, and I've been obsessing over it. It's a must-have for sure."
Yeah, that's a nice. The Prince is nice. That's we have it. We have Magna Carta almost because of that pen.
It's a really good,
great
one.
Looking pen. Mm-hmm.
Tamara Bonta says the Magna Carta Prince for the win. My wife immediately loved that one when she saw it. Hey, didn't Eric name that one?
Hey, Eric did sort of. We did sort of name that because there was no name for it, and we said, well, all the other pens that were very similar in that series were Baron, Crown, you know. So we said, well, we need a Prince.
Oh,
it's called Prince.
So. I didn't know that.
That's why it's called Prince. So Eric named it, yeah.
It's, you know, just exactly the right name. And Mari Garavi says, in your last video, that was Sunday Brunch, you spoke of the owners of Magna Carta. I have to agree, met them at the DC Pen Show, and they were so pleasant. Glad to see you're carrying their pens. I'm a sucker for the Arco look. I have to go with a Baron, although I can't pick which one I like more. Maybe I have to go with two Barons.
Two Barons.
It's the safest bet.
Yeah, Hiron from Magna Carta was great when he came here. Real nice guy. So it was a little bit unexpected that he actually said, oh, yeah, I'll just come to Appleton.
Oh.
And he just showed up.
What a lovely surprise.
Yeah, so it was real nice to get to meet him. And, you know, we deal with a lot of companies that don't exist here in the United States, and it's sometimes you don't get to talk to the owners, and it was great for him to come. So yeah,
could have that actual face-to-face element. Very cool.
Yep.
And Hoyt Robertson says his preferred Magna Carta is the Denima. Want to know what it feels like?
Yeah, cool. It's a Macarta is just such a neat material. It's just, there's very few companies that make them. Sailor's made probably more than anybody, actually. They made quite a few, but you just can't find them. So this is a affordable Macarta pen.
Yeah, it's just...
It looks great.
I don't have a brilliant description for it. It just feels soft and matte.
Yes, yeah.
But weird. And Emily Snope says, I really like the idea of the denim Macarta. Would like to see how it feels.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're open till 5:30 today.
Yeah.
You want me to read some of these here? I got Marilyn Gardner. I like the green and blue Mag 800. I agree. That's a great looking pen. Material reminds me of marbleized paper, which may be what Steph was referring to when she mentioned the inside covers of books. Both pens in that model are very striking. So yes, the vintage books when you open them up.
And yeah.
That's really what it's really quite a material.
I think that one's my favorite too.
Is it? Yeah. Number 8 size nib is so beautiful.
Super.
Elvin Brooks 80 says, well, since I already ordered the Mag 800 green swirl, that's my favorite. I have been writing with it and love it and how it feels in my hand.
That's good to hear.
Good to hear. I'm glad
I'm
you like that.
I'm hot on your heels.
Green is fantastic. The winner of this week's contest, the closest guess. Closest. Do we have a closest guess?
Yes, you have to guess.
There is no close guess.
Yeah.
Well, who writes this stuff?
The one who picked their favorite correctly.
Liz Colton, you are the winner. Liz writes, fun video. I really love the Prince MC pen with that number 8 nib. The color and design is gorgeous, of course, but that nib. I agree. Please write to eric@andersonpens.com and he'll get the $20 credit placed onto your Anderson Pens account. Okay. We have some additional comments.
Oh, yes. An additional comment from Peter Hegedus. Apologies if I have butchered your last name.
Whenever you put umlauts over something, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, I panic when I see two dots, but... I've been watching these podcasts, he says, for some time now, and it always cheers me up when a new one drops. Thanks.
Awesome.
I think the location bumpers are a nice addition to market your town. Could be a bit longer, though. He wants to see more Appleton, huh?
Mm.
And there is a question I must ask. Is the population of Appleton 6 people... Which is what we can see in the podcast. All location bumpers are devoid of human presence. Looks a bit odd.
Interesting.
We have checked, As of 2020, the census on the Appleton population is 73,891.
You actually have a number. Okay. Yes,
there are a few people that are not pictured in the podcast here. I swear they're here. I can maybe see some of them right now.
There's six people outside right now, at least.
Yeah, I assume cars have people in them. Yes. So, all right. But yeah, Justin and Eric go out to get the location bumpers together. And yes, they do try to shoot so that there aren't people in the shot. However, they might reverse that strategy moving forward based on this sage advice and feedback.
I think they should go to the mall at on Black Friday.
Whew.
We'll get some people in the picture.
Justin's going to need a suit of armor.
He doesn't like that idea, I don't think. We do have a new contest, a survey. I have not seen this, but I guess I'm looking at it right now. Have you ever been to Oktoberfest and then it says the real one?
I have to assume that means the one in Germany not the one in Appleton, which I always thought was the real
one. Well, isn't the one in Appleton the real one?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
right?
It's right here.
It's
right outside
one.
The store. Extra credit if you've gone. Did you like it? And if you've not gone, do you want to? Did you just say that? I can't remember if you said that or not.
I don't think so.
Well, there's extra credit involved in this one. Let
do
us know
I
in the comments.
Do I want to go to Germany and eat pretzels?
And drink beer? Sign me up. We'll go.
It's our location bumper next
week. Let us know in the comments about your Oktoberfest experience. One comment will be chosen at random to receive a $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account.
And coming soon, we have the Twisby Eco in glow purple. I am so excited to check this one out in real life. So the Twisby Eco in glow purple features a clear acrylic body and light purple cap and a turning knob that is also that light purple. And all of that light purple stuff glows blue in the dark.
Glows blue.
Blue.
So the purple is blue.
Yes. Turn the lights out, purple turns blue, and apparently it glows, and it looks really cool in the pictures, and I'm super excited to see it.
So if they make a blue one, will it glow purple?
I hope so. It features a silver trim, that piston ink filling system that we like from Twisby, this fabulous smooth writing steel nib, and the Twisby Eco piston ink filling system uses only bottled ink, and the clear body allows the user to see how much ink you have remaining in the pen at all times.
Which is usually a ton.
Yes. Huge ink capacity. Mm-hmm. The pen has an inner cap liner that maintains a thorough seal when the pen is not in use, so that huge ink capacity does not escape. And pre-sales on this Eco Glow Purple will start on Friday, October 28th. That is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, it's a week from tomorrow already. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
And shipping as well as in-store sales will start on October 31st.
On Halloween. Woo.
Halloween pens.
All right.
Spooky.
Well, it'll be good. I'm glad to see another interesting, cool Eco that comes out from Twisby. Another affordable pen just for fun. So, that looks exciting. What else do we have? Also coming soon.
On the horizon, Sailor 50 states Mississippi and West Virginia.
Two more.
Yes. And let's see. So the Mississippi, that's a real deep blue that sheens red, kind of has a little bit of hint of purple in it, but definitely more in the blue camp than the purple camp. Bordering on the Mississippi River, the state of Mississippi is known for catfish, cotton, and music. It's also the place that bluegrass came from.
Oh, okay.
Bluegrass, blue ink. The bluegrass music is widely popular, and that's where the blues genre supposedly originated.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Let's see, it'll be available in a 20 milliliter bottle and a 3 milliliter sample.
3 milliliter sample, yep. Mm-hmm. West Virginia is a rich, deep gray inspired by the coal produced in the state. West Virginia is well known for geography that calls for exploration with incredible mountain views and adventure in almost every direction. Sailor West Virginia ink is stark enough for easy reading, but also offers some lovely soft shading. But this sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
West Virginia is available also in that 20 ml bottle and, of course, 3 milliliter samples. So.
Very exciting.
Awesome. We'll I'll have to put some of those in Eric's pen and have him put them on his hand and try them out. Is that it? That's it.
Yeah, I think that's all we've got for now. So thank you very much for joining us.
You can tune in next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens, Also, rumor has it that there is an Anderson Penn store in Chicago.
There is. It is on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton. It's open 7 days a week. You'll find Lisa there. And the website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
As always, don't forget to like this video and subscribe to our channel if you haven't already. And what's that pen in your pocket?
The pen in my pocket? It looks like a standard Sailor King of Pen.
That's what I was going to guess.
However, this is the very first Sailor King of Pen in Ebonite with cat pens. So, King of Pen, Ebonite, by Sailor.